nature of spiritual warfare, the fundamental nature of spiritual warfare, and it's impossible to be a man of valor without being a man of spiritual warfare and becoming victorious. That this is how you do it. And then there's another thing, just very quickly, you talk about making your fantasies obedient to Christ. I'll bet that's going to speak to a lot of men. Making your fantasies obedient to Christ.
Exactly. And I can, you know, this is a very central point to the book, but every fantasy that I've ever heard, and I've heard thousands, Chuck, are really a desire of the heart. And it's our solution. I think if I think money or sex or whatever is going to satisfy the desire of my heart, I'm that's my stuff. Making them obedient to Christ is to make them obedient to the will and the vision of God for our life.
Well, here it is from God himself and the psalmist David. Oh, God, my heart is fixed. Friend, is your heart fixed? Are you taking every thought captive? Are you becoming a man of valor? I hope so. $12, Taking Every Thought Captive. If you want all three of these books, Becoming a Man of Valor, Taking Every Thought Captive, and The Seven Principles of Highly Accountable Men, $36 plus $4 postage and handling. Get them on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. I believe you'll be blessed and strengthened. Thanks for joining us here today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I hope that's your testimony.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I want to tell you that this last week has been one of the most eventful weeks of your life, whether you realize it or not. Of course, our attention has shifted to Sidney, the Edwards trial, and whether or not the gentleman who was cheating on his wife and had a child out of wedlock, and then, of course, had tried to conceal that fact and lied about his sins, whether he'll be sent to prison for 30 years because he tried to cover up the mistake he'd made. I think it was a terrible mistake, and he shouldn't have tried to cover it up, but be that as it may, to send him to prison for 30 years, I think is really way out of all sorts of line. What would the government really accomplish by doing that? Absolutely nothing. But you see, it's simply a part of the entertainment. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, what really happened, of course, is on Monday. Why? Because there was a run on the banks in Greece. And the first day, why they... Greece, a relatively small country, they took $1 billion out of the banks in Greece. How much has gotten out of there since then, I don't know. But of course, they put currency controls on. They're trying to prevent the collapse of the banking system in Greece. On Wednesday, there was a run on the banks in Spain, and certainly the major bank there. Just one bank lost $1 billion, and of course the other banks were having very real problems. Suddenly the people over there are frightened to death that the banking and the financial system, which is a con game anyway, is going to collapse. Yesterday there was beginning of the run on the banks in Italy, and the whole financial structure of Europe is on the very brink of collapse. Now, I would point out that on Tuesday, I'd gotten an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland. And I've had a small account there for many, many years. Never, 40 years, never had a communication from the Union Bank of Switzerland until Tuesday, where they were trying to do everything they could to convince me that there is nothing to worry about, everything's fine, the banking system is safe, and but it isn't safe. Banking is a con system, and the whole thing is built about confidence. And why would you have confidence in banks, of course, that are all overextended? Most of the banks in Europe are simply overextended. And, of course, then, of course, just this evening I was reading an article in the New York Times by Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, who's talking about how things could unwind in the world financial system very, very quickly. And, of course, the solution would be, of course, just having inflation, beginning printing money, so there's plenty of money to meet all of the demands. The only trouble is that would lead to hyperinflation. The Germans don't want that, but are they willing to do it to preserve the European Union? And remember, this is the major goal. The European Union, North American Union, African Union, Asian Movement Union, what they want, of course, is to unite the world. That's the goal behind everything going on. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks. They can solve the problem by destroying the currencies of the world, or they can preserve it. The BRIC nations are not going along with this. They're looking out to their own countries. They're buying gold frantically, so they'll have stability. We're going to be back here in just a moment. And our guest this evening, Ron Brown. And we welcome your calls. This is the most eventful week of your life. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. We are in an impossible situation. Basically, the whole world is living on imaginary money. We've had a wonderful 40-year run from 1971 up until the present time, a 41-year run. But, of course, this is ending just like it did in ancient Greece 2,500 years ago, like it ended Sydney in ancient Rome a little over 1,600 years ago. And the whole thing is going to collapse. Now, of course, remember that ancient Rome was divided into two parts. One was Western Rome, the other was the Byzantine Empire, because it was just too big to rule. The West part went into a fiat money system and collapsed in 476 AD. The Eastern Byzantine Empire, of course, kept a stable monetary system and lasted an extra 1,000 years. It lasted an extra 1,000 years with price stability, and it really wasn't until the Byzantine Empire was overthrown by the Ottoman Empire, not because of fiscal problems, but because the Muslims wanted to destroy the Christian nation. That was what destroyed, of course, the Byzantine Empire. Today, we're faced with a Hobson's choice. Are we going to have inflation now, hyperinflation? Or are we going to have a deflation? And, of course, when we have a deflation, I think we're going to have an inflationary deflation. In other words, I think prices, many of them, are going to continue going up because we are so dependent upon imports from other countries where the prices are going up. I think we're going to really, we've already entered more or less an inflationary depression. But the average individual doesn't understand. The sun came up this morning just like it always has, and it went down this evening. But believe me, the people who are running the finances of the world are frightened to death. And of course, Ron was giving an example of the difference between the inflation and deflation. Why don't you start that story all over again, Ron?
Okay, the difference between an inflationary depression versus a deflationary depression is that if someone sticks a 45 to your head and says, take the step back or I'll blow your brains out, if you don't take a step out, the party's over right now, and that's a deflation. In other words, if the bankers don't try to kick the can down the road and print the money to bail out the failing institutions, the whole system just goes down a black hole. The problem with the inflationary depression is that 10 steps back is a 1,000-foot cliff. But the politicians will always opt for the inflationary because you've got 9 more steps to try to figure a way out of this mess. The problem is now that we have to guess is are we 7 steps back, 8 steps back, or 9 steps back? But this thing is starting to unravel at an accelerating pace. And when you look at what's happening in Europe, and of course, if Europe goes, that's going to create contagion all over the world, because you better believe our central bank, the Fed, is heavily involved in bailing out the European thing. So when they default, it's going to create tremendous problems. As we're seeing right now, the latest thing out, no one knows total details, but Morgan Chase has lost $2 billion on their derivative trades, and I've heard today it went up to $3 billion, and that's all they're telling us. Who knows what it really is? So, as I describe it, the big elephant in the room that no one knows what to think about is this unbelievably massive derivative structure out there. And, even the BIS, which would be the most conservative projection, said that 6 months ago they said it was $707 trillion. But I've heard estimates of 1.5 quadrillion, if you can get your mind wrapped around that. And the problem is all those derivatives are nothing but smoke and mirrors and side bets where institutions think they have hedged their position by buying these exotic derivatives. And the reality is no one's really putting any money aside to pay off the claims when this thing unravels. How could you? If there's $7 trillion, there's not enough money or credit in existence to ever pay off those claims. So once this thing starts to unravel, it's going to start feeding on itself very, very quickly. And I think that's what we're starting to witness.
And, of course, what people don't understand is ordinarily these were established by investment banks, not by commercial banks, of course, where it had people's money deposited in them, but by speculative banks that were simply gambling. Well, of course, when this crisis came about in 2008, our benevolent government let these banks that had made these horrible, irresponsible gambles, suddenly it gave them the option to become commercial banks. And it's commercial banks that are suddenly insured by the FDIC, which, of course, soon had lost all of its money. And then the FDIC, which guarantees the stability of the banking system, was backed by the faith and credit of the United States Treasury, which doesn't have any money. It has to borrow it. And of course, it's borrowing all of its money now, almost all of it, from the Federal Reserve System, which doesn't have any money. It just creates it out of nothing. But now, of course, these major banks begin to unravel, and they're going to tell us they're too big to fail. They're going to have to be stabilized. Where is the money going to come from? Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to have to print that money, and with that comes the destruction of your pension fund, your insurance policies, your annuity, your bank deposits, your CDs, everything you have that instantly is convertible into dollars. And nobody is telling you this, and as Frank Krugman wrote in his column in the New York Times today, this could suddenly happen very, very quickly. And I think we're beginning to see this. Just as last week, I've seen more disastrous things happen than I've ever seen before in my lifetime, even much more dramatic than what happened in 2008. Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver, but he's a good friend, and we've talked many times. But I have never seen a week like this. Certainly, the people in Europe are panicked. They're doing everything to keep our minds off of what's going on, so the American people cannot, of course, make and move quickly and protect what they have. But, of course, as you begin to see this whole thing happen, remember what Ken told Lindsey Williams. Ken was a member of the elite, and he was a part of this group that runs the world. And he said, Lindsey, when you see the euro collapse, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. You've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Well, I think you're beginning to see the European currency begin to collapse just this last week. Ken Fromm was his name. He was a CEO of ARCO and one of the people who belong to the Brotherhood of Darkness. Very seldom do we ever really get anybody come forward and tell the truth from the people who run the world. And he gave Lindsey some very, very accurate information. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're not positioned out there in the listening audience, you do not have a great deal of time. Would you agree or disagree with that, Ron? And I want to know what you think people should be doing at this point in history.
Well, absolutely. You can see the thing unraveling in front of us. I always use the silly analogy of, this is a little black Sambo and the tiger chasing his tail. Things are going so fast now, all you can see is a blur. So I just tell people, you better get prepared very quickly because the meltdown is coming. And it's getting very critical. And the danger we all have, especially people like you and me, Dr. Stan, who've been following this thing for, in my case, 30-something years, and I'm sure yours is even more. And, you know, I've... many times I felt like the Sundance Kid, you know, when they keep looking back and they're trying to get the posse off of them, and then no matter what they do, the posse's still there, and they keep saying, who are those guys? And that's what I've been saying for 30 years. How do they keep kicking this can down the road? How do they keep coming up with ways to keep the system from collapsing? Well, I don't know about you, Dr. Stan. I thought it was going to collapse 10, 15, 20 years ago. And yet they keep finding ways to kick the can down the road. But even the greatest magician eventually runs out of rabbits. And when you see how fast things are starting to unravel, you know it. You know, when a confidence game, when you start destroying confidence in a confidence game, you've got a serious problem. And the more desperate they get to hold this house of cards together, the more confidence they destroy. And you're witnessing it now in Europe as they're running out of the banks. And when they pull a dollar out, they're basically pulling $10 or more out of the banking system because of the fractional reserve element. So, yeah, things are happening very, very quickly, and I think it's just, who knows whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, but either way, it's coming down very quickly.
Well, you see, the thing is that they can get out of this. It's not that there's no way out. There is a way out, and that's you just start printing money. The Federal Reserve System starts printing money. All the European Central Banks start printing money, and they rapidly inflate the system up so that there's no need for austerity. There's lots of money, Chris, in the process. You destroy the value of the currency, and it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. If they wanted to do it was right, they would simply let the system collapse, go into a deflation, simply default on the loans, and start in all over again. This is sort of like the whole philosophy of the Bible, where you had a year of jubilee every 50 years. God understood how to make an economic system work, and these people know what to do, too. They're just not going to do it. They maybe are wrong. Maybe they will go ahead and let it collapse. I don't think so. I think that they're probably going to turn on the printing presses. But if they do, remember this creates hyperinflation, as it did in ancient Greece, as it did in ancient Rome, as it certainly did in Venice in the 1600s. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
I understand, because Ron is pointing out that America's been trying to rule the world. Anybody got out of line, we crushed them. Certainly, Gaddafi in Libya tried to go off as his own. We crushed him. Saddam Hussein tried to certainly dominate the Middle East, certainly by taking his currency and beginning to utilize things other than the dollar for exchange. We crushed him and had him killed. And basically, of course, any country that tries to stand up America's domination of the world has been crushed. And now, of course, we've already toppled the government of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya, and we're in the process of toppling the government of Syria. We've got our special forces troops there stationed in both Jordan and in Turkey, training the Al-Qaeda revolutionaries which are overthrowing Syria. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, training the Al-Qaeda. We have, of course, the whole war with Al-Qaeda. We have over 500,000 men in Afghanistan with the Afghan army that we're paying for, and the contractors, and NATO and American troops, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And now, of course, we have our troops training Al-Qaeda, but, of course, we finance Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And why do we do that? Because you have to have an enemy. You've got to keep the American people from seeing what's going on. But right now, of course, this whole thing's coming to the end because we don't have the money to finance it. We've wasted over $1 trillion. We've killed over 1 million people. In a senseless no-win war we never should have gone into because George Bush lied to the American people about weapons of mass destruction. And the weapons that Iraq did have, we'd provided to Saddam. Anybody doubts that, we've got a wonderful article we'll be glad to give you from the Washington Post that points out just what I've said. We financed Saddam Hussein. We financed him all during the 80s. We armed him when he was over there killing 1 million Iranians. And, of course, then we turned on him in 1991 after killing 50,000 Shia Muslims who were foolish enough to believe George H. Bush, who told the Shias, if you rise up against Saddam Hussein, we'll come to your rescue. Go ahead and rise up and overthrow the evil dictator. And they did it. And then we gave Saddam a permission to use his helicopter gunships to slaughter and gun down over 50,000 Shia who trusted an American president. This is where we are today. And people throughout the world are beginning to lose confidence in the American government. And you should as well, because, of course, it's been taken over by evil and wicked people who control both political parties, who control the military, the banking system, most of our major corporations, who control our educational system, our media. Yes, they even control our churches. And they make mockery out of the electoral process because they control the leaders of both political parties. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. But it may be very costly if you don't know what's going on and make your preparations. Well, we want to hear from you. Our guest is Ron Brown. He sells gold and silver. He's one of the most knowledgeable people I know. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what are you hearing from your people you talk to every day, Ron?
Well, it's kind of diverse. What I have is, as they keep beating the price down, you know, they've been doing this for over a year now. Every time it tries to rally back, they beat it back down. That's what's worn a lot.
I'm talking about the price of gold, of course.
Right, the price of gold. And so there's a lot of people that are discouraged, they're confused, and so they're calling, wanting to know what's happening. But at the same time, I've had more big people come out of the blue buying, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars at a time, because the people in the know are starting to realize the party's over and they're trying to get their money out of the paper system before it implodes. And, you know, Jim Willie, who I read regularly, says that there's just big players all around the world that are just scurrying to get out of the paper before it collapses. So, you know, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars in paper assets that are losing credibility and confidence, and people start to seek the refuge of the little bit of gold and silver there is, you know, the example I use is most experts would tell you $30 to $50 billion would buy all the silver that could come into the market. And yet you've got hundreds of trillions of dollars looking for a refuge. So, and of course, the silver and gold is already spoken for. The people who own it are less and less likely to want to sell it as they watch the system unravel.
Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You've just witnessed one of the most significant weeks of your life, whether you realize it or not.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800, call in is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here on the Central Coast of California, we have James calling from South Carolina. We'll get to James in a moment, but if you'd like to get a line, we have a couple open. Ron, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
All right, what'll they get if they do call you?
Well, I spend a lot of time talking with people that are new, and what I do is I put people on my email list, and I'm, of course, reading dozens of articles a week, and when I see things that I think are really pertinent, I'll forward them out to the people on the list. So anyone that would like to be on that list, just give me a call, and we can put you on it, and I can update you, you know, with some stuff I've sent out in the past and a couple of my newsletters and kind of catch you up to what's going on. But things are happening fast, so I would just encourage people to get involved.
Well, here we've seen notations in the last month that the Office of Homeland Security has bought 450 million rounds of hollow point ammunition. 450 million, I said, rounds of ammunition. Why would the Office of Homeland Security buy 450 million rounds of ammunition? I mean, are they going to use this in Iraq? No, the Office of Homeland Security is for the homeland. And so we have police, though. We have certainly a National Guard. Why is the Office of Homeland Security buying 450 million rounds of hollow point ammunition, which is what you use to shoot people with? Now, but nobody really wants to ask some of these difficult questions. I mean, they've laid in simply hundreds of millions of meals, of various types of meals. They're expecting, obviously expecting, civil unrest in this country. In fact, you can be sure that they're going to generate civilian unrest in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, in politics, nothing happens by accident. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, if something happens in politics, it didn't happen by accident. It was planned that way. Everything you're seeing has been planned. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got James calling from South Carolina. Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Would you have a question or comment?
Yes,
here?
Yes, I do. What do you think if... What if something is going to happen like you seem to think? What do you think will happen to the value of land in a time like?
Good question. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, yeah. When you talk about real estate, the old saying is location, location, location. So I would say it depends on where you're at. If you're talking about land in the middle of L.A. or New York, I think it's going to collapse as people scramble to get out of. Out of Dodge, but if you're talking about land in the wilderness where people can get away from things and take care of themselves, then that could hold up pretty well, because people are going to be farming out of the big cities where there's chaos going. So it's going to be a mixed bag. But, you know, I remember this is 20 years ago. I was in a doctor's office in this exclusive area in Albuquerque. It's up on a mountain over a hill overlooking the town. And the property probably at that time was going for, I don't know, $100,000, $200,000 an acre. And I was, there was an old gentleman there sitting next to me, and he happened to come from the family that bought that land way back in the Depression. You know how much they paid for it in 1933? $3 an acre. So, you know, if we go into hyperinflation, there will be a period where real estate's going up in nominal terms, but it may be collapsing in real terms. But a lot of it's going to just depend on the location of it.
I think, James, that land is always a good investment. Certainly, it may very well go down, though, as Ron has said. I think everything may very well go down as we get into this, into the depths of the coming depression. But, of course, certainly, you want to diversify. And if you've got plenty of gold and silver and gold stocks and silver stocks, and certainly you listen to people like Jim Rogers, he says, you'll buy a rare art and buy jewelry, but of course there's nothing wrong with buying land. I would not be buying it now, though I think the price may very well fall a great deal more. But down the line, if we have any structure of society left, well, this is all over, land down to the ages has been a good investment. At least it's maintained some value. We don't know what's going to happen. Most people are going to lose most of what they have. But what you just want to do is something to help you maintain a stable society so that you can feed yourself and feed your family, and so that you should have food and medical supplies and all of these things on hand. Don't put it off. Do it now. Nothing wrong with land. But be very careful. I think it's going to go down a lot more before it hits the bottom.
Yeah, I would make one other point.
Go ahead.
Land is wealth. It's real wealth. But if you're buying it on high leverage and putting 5% down, and we continue into this deflationary spiral, you're going to get taxed out of your land. You're going to lose it because you can't make the payments. So if you can pay for it, it's a wonderful thing to have because it's always going to have value, as you say, Dr. Stan. And but if it's on high leverage, and that's, of course, the problem with the real estate market today, everything is highly leveraged. It's all mortgage. Probably 80-90% of the value of land is in the loan. So once the mortgages collapse, then the whole system is going to go down in price. If you've got it paid for, no big deal because it's still land.
Does that answer your question, James?
Oh, yes, it does. I have one more question, though. I see people, a lot of people, they're trying to sell copper now, and I'm kind of dubious about that. What do you think about buying copper as people have been buying gold and silver for a time?
Well, copper is intrinsic wealth, so, yes, it's going to maintain some value. But I remember back in the 80s, there was a talk about the copper back then where the cost of copper in a penny was way more than the penny, so I tried to hoard about $600 worth of pennies, and after I moved those things around, I don't know how many pounds it was, but it's so bulky, how do you really put much wealth in it, you know? That's why gold and silver become more valuable, because it's more concentrated wealth, and you're not trying to move around a couple tons for $500, you know?
Okay. Right now, however, my understanding is more than a nickel's worth of a nickel in a nickel, so that might be something to have all sorts of alternatives, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
God bless. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Do you have a question or comment? But this is probably one of the most dangerous periods of your life. And the average American can't believe it because things look just like they always have. But I will tell you that when I get a email from the head of investments at the Union Bank of Switzerland in Zurich telling me there's nothing to worry about, There's absolutely nothing to worry about. You shouldn't be worrying simply because the whole financial system is quaking. I know that they are frightened to death, that there's going to be runs on the banks all over Europe, and there are, and people are trying frantically to get their money out of Europe, to get it to someplace where there's stability, and certainly a lot of them are putting their money into the United States, feeling that there may be some element of stability here, which is why the dollar is going up. The dollar should be dropping. It's not. It's strengthening. One of these days, people are going to begin to understand what's really going on. I got an email this week from a gentleman who works in finance. He's been with the CIA for many years. And he was just saying that there are only a few places in the world you can get financial stability. Isle of Man, he mentioned, I think, the Cayman Islands, Hong Kong, Singapore, Austria, and a list of the places where there are stable banking systems, where the banks are run solidly, and where people will eventually be putting their money. But most countries throughout the world are totally insolvent, with a banking system, a fractional reserve banking system, that when this whole thing collapses, why the people who have their money deposited there will end up with probably little or nothing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But it is the social unrest that is growing in Europe that is disconcerting. And the realization that we're going to see this here in America as the banks collapse. Why, of course, if anything should happen to our social network, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. They have tripled the amount of money that the Federal Reserve System has created in the last 3 years, and everything that is in place for a runaway inflation in America and a deflationary or collapsing economy. Inflation is bad. Deflation is bad, and inflationary depression is the worst of all worlds, and that's exactly where we're headed today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
Now, let me pick up, Dr. Stan, where I left off. I was talking about how the borrower becomes a slave to the lender, and the golden rule, it says, he who owns the gold makes the rules. And that we've been trying to hold this house of cards together with gunboat diplomacy. But in order to hold the financial house of cards together, as we've been discussing, we have to keep trying to kick the can down the road by running the printing press to bail out all the failing institutions. And here's where we're in trouble. You see, Western civilization, Europe and the U.S., is massively, massively in debt to the kings of the East. And so when these Western bankers, Morgan Chase and so forth, ambush the market as they can, as long as you get the price of gold and silver off of these commodity exchanges in New York and London, they can manipulate the price at will. But the problem is every time they drive the price down, the kings of the East, China, for example, they say, thanks for the discount, ship me some more gold. And we mentioned several times how much gold Hong Kong or China is importing through Hong Kong. In the 5 month period I quoted before ending in November, their imports through Hong Kong went from 20 tons to 30 tons to 40 tons to 80 tons. And in November last year, they imported 102 tons, according to Eric Sprott. So that's over 50% of world production, and that can't last forever. But what it tells you, and what's really amazing, if there's that much physical demand for gold going on and it continues, how in the world could the price of gold be dropping like it is? And it's because they're manipulating the paper price.
Well, you can do that for a time, but very soon, why, you run out of gold. And basically, it's all right as long as it's paper gold. But when people demand delivery, and that's what China is doing, and that is what India is doing, and that is what Brazil, certainly, and Russia are doing. The BRIC nations are certainly importing gold because they want stability for their currency. And, of course, our leaders are doing everything they can to discourage this. The a gold backing for the dollar, and in so doing, they're endangering the very stability of our financial system, which is no longer stable. You can't certainly have a system where you're spending 43 cents out of every dollar you spend has to be borrowed, when you're borrowing money from yourself so that you can continue the profligate ways of you're doing, and this is going to collapse within a matter of a year or two, maybe even far sooner. John Williams of ShadowStats.com has said we will be in hyperinflation by the end of 2014 or much, much sooner. He originally was 2016. Last year it was 2014. This year it is before the end of 2014. And believe me, things are moving and moving rapidly to a climax, and I think it's going to be probably later this year or the first of next year. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you positioned? Are you ready for a collapse of our monetary system? You're not going to get this listening to the regular radio. You're not going to get this from reading all the experts out there who are telling you, oh, just put your confidence in the monetary system. It's all going to work out in the end. It's not going to work out, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way we can ever pay the $81 trillion federal deficit we have, and that's the real figure. When they tell you that we have $16.5 trillion national debt, they're simply lying. And you better understand that government figures don't lie, but liars figure. And the government hires them and lies to the American people. And the last thing they want the people to understand is what's going on until it's too late. And most of them have been impoverished and lost everything they've spent their whole life working for. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Ron, you pick up the program.
You made just the point I was about to make when you talked about the BRIC countries. Because, see, when we brought up the heavy-duty sanctions on Iran, immediately India, China, and I think even Japan came to the rescue, and they said, Iran, we will buy your oil, but we will circumvent this SWIFT system, which is the system for payments on the dollars reserve, you know, because everything's conducted in terms of dollars, and we'll pay for the oil in gold. And when India did that, we threatened India with sanctions, and I truly believe that's the straw that's going to break the camel's back, because when that happened, as you mentioned, the BRICS countries called this summit, and they've met, and they're planning, and who knows how long it'll take them to put it together, but they're coming up with their own banking system to totally circumvent the SWIFT system and the dollar as reserve currency. So in order to give that system, I think, you know, if you're talking about, they're really talking about creating another reserve currency or a basket of currencies that would act as the reserve currency, and to give it credibility, they're accumulating as much gold as fast as they can. Now when they come out with a gold-backed system, it's going to discredit totally what's left of the dollar system.
I agree with you. I think we're in very, very serious problems, ladies and gentlemen. The average individual has little or no understanding what's going on. That's why you need, Chris, to listen to programs such as ours and perhaps Alex Jones. But there are very, very few people are going to tell you the truth because, of course, they're paid very well to conceal the truth, not to reveal it.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 888- 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
This is Ben Ron Brown. This is talking about the most eventful week of your life, whether you know it or not. Ron, parting thoughts before we let you go.
Well, I think the main thing, Dr. Stan, is to realize that this is a spiritual problem, and that the only hope, you know, all wisdom comes from God, from the Holy Spirit. So I think as people struggle to figure out what's going on, it's going to force them deeper and deeper into their faith, and that's when God can step in. So that would be my final thoughts.
A point well made, and I agree with you totally. Thanks so much, Ron. Keep in touch, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, fine. That was Ron Brown, because we always enjoy having Ron with us here as we evaluate the unfolding of events here in the United States. And believe me, the events are unfolding very rapidly. To understand how this all fits together, you need to read Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Tom Wood's two books. One is called The Meltdown. The other is called Rollback. That's Meltdown and Rollback. And suddenly we have a little pamphlet called The History of Money. Pretty good. I wrote it myself, and it's very inexpensive. We have another one. It's called Prophetic Warning. It's my commentary on the parting remarks of Andrew Jackson in 1837. As he left the presidency, he gave a speech. You can go up on the internet and pull it down, and somebody's removed all of his remarks on the central bank. Well, you can also find the rest of the story there as well. And so that we've just taken his remarks on the central bank and put them into a 5-letter summary. It's called Prophetic Warning, and everything Andrew Jackson warned the American people about in 1837 is coming to pass today. If you'd like to see a copy of the letter that FDR wrote to Colonel House in October or November of 1933, where he says, as you and I both know, referring to Colonel House, as you and I both know, financial elements within the major centers have owned the American government since the days of Andrew Jackson. and I'm not excluding the time of Woodrow Wilson, WW, he said. We'll be glad to send you a copy of that. The financial elements that owned the government for 100 years at that time, 1933, and nothing has changed in the intervening 80 years. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we certainly suggest that you begin to understand what's going on, because if you don't move now, why? Because you do not have time. Within, I suspect, 2 or 3 months, why, it'll be too late, or maybe even too late within a couple of weeks. So do not delay. Do what you need to do, and don't put it off. Remember, the banks here in America are not going to be safe either. There are some of them, certainly, that are financially stable. An awful lot of them are over-leveraged, and when the financial tsunami hits, and I have a talk on the financial tsunami, another one on the financial Armageddon. You need to get those DVDs. You need to get them as soon as you can. Listen to them, understand the financial system, and then, of course, as soon as you can. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty economically, we can certainly use your help. We've gone way behind. My wife was telling me the massive debt we've suddenly accumulated in the last few months, just because so many of our listeners are having financial problems. So if you're in a position to help, please do. And if not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of one of our favorite guests. It's William Grigg, and of course, he was the senior editor of the New American Magazine, more recently the managing director of the Republican Magazine. He's a prolific writer. He writes the newsletter for Radio Liberty. In fact, William, it's time for another newsletter, the May newsletter. But be that as it may, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you, and I am, as a matter of fact, this evening finishing up the newsletter, somewhat overdue newsletter for Maine. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going to be in it. I do appreciate your patience and indulgence on that front. We're living, of course, the time right now when a lot of the pretense that has shielded our perceptions of the people who rule us has been dispensed with. I mean, right now we're seeing the NATO summit in Chicago, and every time you have a meeting of a large gathering or a large gathering of people who are associated with the power elite, whether you're talking about the upper echelons, the power elite, or sort of the administrative level players therein, you see a display of what the state, the modern state, is all about. And it's about regimentation, domination, and the transmission of the tacit but unmistakable message that we are as cattle to the people that presume to rule us. And of course, that's an ancient conceit. That's something that you can read about in the history of ancient Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt. Matter of fact, the common refrain was that Pharaoh, who was supposedly a god-man, a deity among men, was to us as the butcher was to cattle, that to all men were cattle before Pharaoh. And that's the same idea, of course, that you can trace back to Nimrod and other sort of semi-mythical figures of dimly recorded history. But you can certainly see that persistent delusion on the part of people who seek power over others. And Chicago, of course, has been turned into something of an open-air prison camp, at least large parts of it, where the policymakers for NATO are assembling. NATO, and this is something I think that bears repetition and further examination, is not an alliance for the purpose of combating communism. That's the way it was sold to the American public, to much of the European public back in the late 40s and early 50s when it was gestating and then finally delivered to full term. It was sold as a valuable alliance to hold back the Soviet Union. It was nothing of the sort. NATO was and has always been effectively the military arm of the United Nations. It's a regional alliance that encompasses the United States and most of the Western European nations, Central European nations, a few of the former Warsaw Pact member states. And it's that last fact that I find really significant, because once the Warsaw Pact was dissolved in the early 1990s, presumably NATO had lost its raison d'etre. It had been akin to the successful conquest of smallpox. And so once you'd cured the problem, supposedly the rationale for its existence had disappeared, but that's not what happened. NATO continued to expand eastward, and its first use was in 1999 against a country that had nothing to do with the threat to the United States. That was Yugoslavia, and now it's deeply involved in Afghanistan. But the point is, this is a very crucial element of the world power elite. They're having the summit in Chicago, and the rest of the population is getting the message that we just don't matter as much as they do, and we have to be kept under their heel.
And I think that's important. NATO is the world army. NATO is the world army. Why do we need a world army? Why, we have a world court. We have certainly a world government. We certainly have a world health system. We have everything is in place, world police system, for the new coming world government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
William is talking about the fact that lots of people have been pushing socialism for a long time. The new Sydney, newly elected premier, president of France, premier probably of France, is a hardcore socialist who embraces all of the socialist programs, but he does not want to keep France continued in this senseless war with Afghanistan. Of course, the socialist movement is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Yeah. They want to, of course, keep French troops and American troops and British troops in Afghanistan as part of their effort to dominate the world. And here's this renegade French politician just taking control over there. He wants to pull the French troops out. He thinks that probably it's absurd to keep a 500,000 men there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And he's simply a lot more reliable than our own socialist leaders, who want to keep a 500,000 men there and waste another trillion or two in the name of fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all there are. And if you doubt that, just go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find it's true. Nothing as it appears to be. And so this socialist over in France, who simply won the election, will be leading France, wants, of course, to do away with austerity, wants to spend themselves into prosperity, and, of course, wants to pull French troops and other troops out of Afghanistan. William, you pick up the story.
Yeah, the thing about what's going on with France is that there are more pressing and terrifying issues having to do with the prospect of the entire Eurozone going into collapse and becoming the economic equivalent of a quantum singularity or a black hole. What's going on in Greece right now is a very powerful portent of what's going to happen pretty soon, probably within a matter of weeks, to Spain and Portugal, and the contagion of utter sovereign insolvency is something that haunts the imaginations of pretty much everybody who's bound up in that monstrosity. Of course, the Eurozone, the European Union, the European community, so-called, is a part of this architecture as well. It's a very important part of this architecture. It's an outgrowth of the same machinations that gave birth to NATO. It's part of a regional architecture of world administration for the purpose of placing all of mankind under the dominion of this Brotherhood of Darkness, as you describe them, power elite, however you want to describe this clique, this transnational self-replicating clique. The thing is, there are going to be fissures and fractures and differences of priorities here, because reality isn't optional, even to those who presume that they're somehow immune to it. And what's happening with the French and with a number of other people who are attached to the NATO alliance, they just realize they no longer have the luxury of pretending that they can keep these troops in the field to pursue these phantoms in order to sustain a pretense, because at some point bills have to be paid and people at some level have to be cared for if you're not simply going to annihilate them or let them die through starvation. We're probably going to see within the next several weeks social tumult and desperation and outright starvation in Greece. You've got a country that's utterly insolvent. What, it got a triple C credit rating now? That's something that would be the punishment.
Triple C minus.
Triple C minus. I don't think I've ever seen that before, certainly not for sovereign debt. And because of the way that the economy is structured there, Greece is almost entirely dependent on imports for vital necessities. We're talking about food or medicine or fuel. They import more than half, if I remember correctly, of the staples they need in order to sustain something akin to a civilized standard of living. And so you see here a country that's mired in intractable debt, that's pretty soon going to have nothing of value that it can peddle on the international markets in order to support the rudiments of civilized life. You've got the Golden Dawn Party, which is a fully realized fascist clique, fascist party, that's on the rise there, arising out of a milieu of desperation and incipient hardship and starvation. You see the communists making a comeback in Greece. Between the two of them, if I remember correctly, in the most recent elections, they gathered an outright majority. That's Weimar Germany, late Weimar Germany type stuff. And that, once again, is sort of a prefiguration of the kind of things that are likely to be shaken loose as we see the architecture of the Eurozone start to collapse under the weight of its own accumulated absurdity and insolvency. So that's the backdrop where you have the rise of this nationalist slash socialist leader in France, who at least has some realistic assessment of what's happening in Afghanistan and the futility thereof. What's happening here in the United States, of course, is that you're seeing the same kind of trends. It's just that we're lagging behind. We're something of a lagging indicator in terms of what's happening with the world socialist movement. The thing that I find interesting about what's happening in Washington with respect to the budget priorities is that the Republican Party is talking about, the Democrats aren't even bothering to put up a budget. They haven't. They've never put up a budget during the, if I'm not mistaken, for the entire term of Barack Obama so far. The Republican budget, interestingly enough, would impose some reductions in the rate of growth and domestic entitlements. And rather than using this as a way of reducing the imprint of government, reducing the burden of government on the productive class, what they're doing is they want to realign that, reallocate that money to the Pentagon so as to service a different set of welfare constituencies, those that grow fat on the destruction of capital and the destruction of lives in wars that have nothing to do with the defense of the United States and with the defense of individual liberty, which is the only excuse for having a federal government to begin with, let alone a military. The military right now is just essentially a huge transfer program, a huge subsidy for corporatist welfare interests, welfare state interests, you know, welfare whores of a different variety, if you will, that have tremendous influence and tremendous political clout. If you take a look at a map of the Congress, you can tell which of the congressmen have military contractors in the district simply by looking at their voting records with respect to overseas ventures and what we might call a pure destructive socialism, military socialism, which is the pure consumption and destruction of capital. So that's the set of constituencies the Republican Party is playing to. On the other hand, you've got the Democrats right now talking about one of the most hideous proposals I've ever seen, which has to do with closing down the freedom of travel and the freedom of capital for people who are trying to escape confiscatory taxation here in the United States. The Republican Party is perfectly willing, for the most part, with one conspicuous exception, and maybe a couple of others who might qualify someday, is perfectly willing to see huge amounts of money wasted and the destruction of individual liberties on a large scale in order to sustain the warfare state. The Democrats, on the other hand, are devoted almost entirely to plundering the productive on behalf of the more conventional welfare state. And so you have the spectacle now of Charles Schumer, that's a name I can barely speak without spitting, talking about resurrecting an idea from the Jacobinical reign of terror phase of the French Revolution, and that was reified in the Communist Manifesto, the idea of the confiscation of the assets of all immigrants and rebels. That's the phrase from the Communist Manifesto. The people who were leaving the United States, being driven out of the United States taking their businesses with them because the burden of regulation and taxation are sometimes being driven to the extreme of repudiating the United States citizenship, which is something I can never do, but I can understand why some people would want to if they're looking upon you simply as a large beef to be slaughtered and fed to the cannibal caucus, if you will. And what's happening now is that people are finding it increasingly difficult to expatriate themselves. And what Schumer wants to do is to make it impossible for people who have expatriated themselves in order to avoid being plucked bare by the parasite lobby ever to come back to the United States. That has to do with the case of Eduardo Saverin. He's a Brazilian-born entrepreneur, co-founder of Facebook. Facebook, of course, we found out today, like pretty much everything else, the economy is horribly overrated and horribly overvalued in terms of what happened with their IPO. It was treated today as if it were going to be the salvation of the market. It's not been that. That doesn't surprise me. That's an interesting reality check of a sort, because there were so many expectations. This is freighted with such anticipation, and it's proven to be a huge disappointment in many ways. But Mr. Saverin made a windfall that the United States government, of course, is trying to confiscate from him in the name of progressive taxation, which, of course, is a Marxist idea that has nothing to do with the heritage of constitutional liberty. He's somebody from a family that had been targeted in Brazil by street gangs that practiced kidnapping and extortion. They would kidnap the members of very wealthy and influential families, hold them for ransom, often dismembering them a bit at a time, sending a finger or an ear to the family in order to attest to the seriousness of their demands as a way of extracting wealth from the wealthy. So they fled from Brazil, came to the United States, and Mr. Saverin was somebody who had a gift for computer science, the gift for entrepreneurship. He went to Harvard. He was a co-founder of Facebook, which, in spite of being overrated, is still a pretty important concern. And now he finds himself leaving the United States, basically a couple of steps ahead of a different sort of cannibalistic, thuggish extortion ring, and that's the United States government. And so he was driven to renounce his citizenship, move to Singapore, of all the unlikely places, which is a single-party state run like a monarchy, like a dictatorship, but it's a more congenial environment for people who are trying to make and keep their money. And so now Charles Schumer and people of that despicable ilk want to use him as a poster child for people who are supposedly unpatriotic because they believe in keeping what they earn rather than having it confiscated at gunpoint to waste on the people that Charles Schumer liaises with politically. But that's, once again, a snapshot of the times in which we're living.
Well, we live in very amazing times. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. We're talking to somebody about the confiscatory taxation here. And we'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, Cindy, we were simply exploring the idea that we have to pay a tribute to our rulers, whether it be toll roads, whether it be our taxes of one form or another. But basically, of course, increasingly, they're taxing everything as time gets worse, and of course, as the government become desperate for money, they will be taxing every aspect of our society. And of course, they tax us our property now, and they tax us on our income, and they tax us on our dividends. But of course, increasingly, they tax our property. But the government never has enough money.
Yeah.
And now we're entering into a collapsing situation. The whole world financial system is beginning to collapse. They have to have money to be able to play their military and the police to keep the people under despotic control. And we're going to see increasing desperation and ruthlessness on the part of government to extract every bit of money that they possibly can. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, not only are they seeking to extract it, more importantly, they're laying direct proprietary claim on you. And that's, once again, the origin, the genesis of this idea of taxation. I mentioned how, of course, in ancient societies, when a wanderer would find himself within a domain claimed by a ruler, the ruler would send somebody out to tap him on the shield, demand that he pay up or fight. And that evolved to the idea of having these tents that would be set up at the periphery of the territory to collect tolls on people. And tolls, of course, are the most ancient form of taxation, and that's where the practice comes from. And etymologically, the term taxation, the term tax in the English, comes from this concept of a token that is paid in submission to the sovereign claiming jurisdiction over a territory. This had to do with freedom of movement. You were entering somebody else's property, somebody else's territory. You set up an impediment, demanded that you pay him for the privilege. Taxation, of course, made that universal. The idea was that by virtue of being born and breathing the air that exists within a territory claimed by a sovereign, you're an intruder, a trespasser, an interloper, and you have to pay for the privilege of existing. That is where this perverse idea of the income tax comes from. It's literally a tax on our very existence. And it takes us back, once again, to Pharaoh. In ancient Jewish legend, who knows the origin or the reliability of this account, but in ancient Jewish legends you could read in Josephus, the Antiquities of Josephus, or in this late 18th, early 19th century apocryphal work that's called the Book of Jasher. There are references in the Bible to the Book of Jasher. I don't think this is the same document. I think that the document that we have now that's called the Book of Jasher is a collection of rabbinical legends. But it talks about how Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, was given that title because he had somehow learned how to tax both the living and the dead. So that defines sort of the scope of their ambition. But ultimately, and this is what's happening with the case of Eduardo Saverin, and it's happening with a number of other people who are being driven out of this country because they no longer want to be destroyed incrementally, nibbled to death and devoured by the tax gatherers and the parasites. The government is claiming you. You cannot leave the country. You cannot renounce your citizenship or expatriate. If you live abroad and you're an American citizen, they still expect that you'll be paying taxes to the self-described overlords in Washington, D.C. on behalf of the banking elite that actually runs things. And that's really the world government we're talking about, by whatever name it's known, whatever brand it's most prominently identified, whatever institution happens to be the focus of our attention.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Whatever element of the system we're talking about, whether it's the UN or NATO, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, whether we're talking about the European Union, the International Criminal Court, ultimately, these are all outgrowths and expressions of this elite that's built around the political wing and the banking institutions. I mean, that's sort of the nucleus. Those two elements compose the nucleus of this whole system. And ultimately, of course, that they claim is not merely a cut of your wealth, but ultimately you are their possession. And there have been a number of really troubling indications, just little tests, little test runs, little trial balloons that have been floated in the breeze about the idea that ultimately when the debt crisis reaches its maturity, there's going to be a grand bargain involving some kind of a manpower-based settlement for the debt, supposedly in our name, but actually by people who are using us as capital, because we are once again raw material. We're cattle to them. We're the raw material of their ambitions and the mortar and the dust from which they'll build their utopia, supposedly.
Well, I fear this is the case, but basically, of course, this whole movement we're witnessing is anti-human. Puts no value on human life other than it to be exploited, and I fear that they're going to destroy a large segment of society as they expand their power.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita
at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Stan, what is it you're talking about? A new suggestion that's been made that people would not be allowed to leave the country, to get a passport to leave the country if they owed the government more than $50,000 in unpaid taxes. Now, how do these things come about? Our government has been taken over by a group of wealthy men who do not believe in our Constitution.
Yep.
They believe in a ruling elite. And, of course, they have done and run around the Constitution because our people don't understand the Constitution, because the people have a feeling of fairness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we should all pay our fair share. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we should have to pay our fair share. I believe the income tax is unconstitutional. There's a great deal of evidence. It was never ratified by a sufficient number of the states any more than the 17th Amendment was. But even back in that period, 1913, 1914, members of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness were working to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., to bring us to where we are today, 100 years later. And basically, this is a long-range plan by sinister spiritual forces which have energized this move towards a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. The Constitution is still the law of our land. These people have simply circumvented it under one guise or another. And the only way this is going to change, if we can educate the American people and let them understand that there really are sinister and spiritual forces out here, so powerful they're largely able to conceal the truth from the American people. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. And it's not just what's happening at the borders, if you will, in terms of people not being permitted to leave, on account of the fact that the IRS has determined that they're in a delinquent tax debt. And once again, implicitly that recognizes the nature of the government's claim on us, that it supposedly owns us, and that we travel outside the country at its pleasure and can return only with its permission. And this isn't the case, by the way, with American history until, if I'm not mistaken, the early 20th century. The whole idea of a passport was something completely foreign to the way that the United States and most of the Western world operated before the opening couple of decades of the 20th century. And John Maynard Keynes, this is something that I've learned from the estimable Lou Rockwell. John Maynard Keynes, who was consistently wrong about everything, and he lied about those things that he was right about with some admirable consistency, I suppose, pointed out that as late as the 1920s and 1930s, if somebody wanted to leave the United States or leave another country in Europe, travel to a separate country and open up a business, he didn't need bureaucratic permission to do so. That's, of course, changed completely now, and now it's gotten to the point where we can't even leave if we simply want to be done and finished with our affiliation, our association with the United States government. It will only let us leave when they consider this to be suitable. And at the same time, the government's promoting a measure that, or the Senate actually is promoting a measure that was sponsored by the utterly despicable Joseph Lieberman, that would remove citizenship from anybody who's been designated a terrorist suspect on the basis of presidential whim so that we would not be protected by the Bill of Rights. So if you want to repudiate your citizenship in order to avoid confiscatory taxation, you can't do that without their permission. And at the same time, if they've decided that you're an enemy of the state, they can remove your citizenship so as to denude you of any protections that are afforded by the Anglo-Saxon tradition of common law and the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. Again, I advert to the fact that we're seeing the true nature of this government that's ruling us right now under the direction of the people you refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. These people, of course, have not completely destroyed the forms of a constitutional republic, but there's been a revolution within the form. They consider themselves to be completely emancipated from it. But this doesn't just apply when you're talking about the freedom of travel beyond the borders of the United States. If you're talking about freedom of travel within the United States, it's becoming a much dicier proposition with every passing day. First of all, this execrable outfit called the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, has oozed beyond the confines of those airports that employ it, and it really won't allow airports to discharge it. That's another part of the story I find interesting, is that supposedly airports can discharge the TSA, but it becomes almost impossible to do so once they've set up shop and started to grope and fondle and molest people in an airport to be rid of them. But they're now, of course, moving beyond airports and starting to afflict people with their unwanted and quite frequently perverse attention in places such as bus stations, train stations. They're conducting checkpoints. They're starting to move into other modes of transportation and transit. In Houston, there's a pilot program where you'd have undercover police operatives and federal representatives from various agencies, including the TSA, who would conduct covert operations, supposedly for the purpose of beating back the potential for violence on city transit buses. You've got people in the bus system there who now can be subject to summary searches of their person and possession without warrant or without probable cause. This is something the TSA is involved in. And they're getting to the point now where they're also deputizing truck drivers as spies and conducting all kinds of traffic stops, checkpoints, and other invasive procedures well outside the boundaries of any airport. The Border Patrol is doing the same thing, moving in hundreds of miles from the border and conducting warrantless checkpoints and warrantless searches, supposedly in the name of battling immigration, but this has much more to do with the restriction of freedom of travel within the United States. And even those of us who don't find ourselves confronting a Fed or a federalized local law enforcement agency or personality, can find ourselves detained and then stripped of our cash and other assets, the name of asset forfeiture. That's something which is begotten by the same sensibility here, that it goes right back to the ancient claims of rulers and monarchs that you had to pay a toll for the privilege of traveling. This subject of asset forfeiture, once again, in the name of the so-called war on drugs, but it's something which is being applied in other realms of law enforcement as well, is a revenant of this ancient doctrine of the ruler's privilege and the utter inconsequence of the rights of people who are not part of the ruling class. Just recently, I wrote a piece talking about an incident in Tennessee, which is just thick and lousy with asset forfeiture checkpoints and operations, because the federal government, for whatever reason, decided to make Tennessee sort of a pilot program. Interstate 40 in Tennessee is one of the most notorious highway robbery lanes, if you will. It's one of the more thickly patrolled and policed interstates in the country, because there is a great deal of commerce related to narcotics that travels through Interstate 40. There are stretches of Interstate 80 that are the same way. There's a major north-south interstate that goes through Texas and all the way up to the Canadian border that's also heavily policed and patrolled. But in Tennessee, the Interdiction Plus initiative provides overtime, federally subsidized overtime, for state troopers and local police to be laying in wait at roadside for travelers to come through with out-of-state license plates that can be stopped for any kind of pretext that occurs to the fertile mind of a police officer. So so that they can perform what's called consent searches. If you don't consent to a search, they'll consider that probable cause, then forcibly search your vehicle. If they happen to find anything of value, they'll confiscate it. It's simple highway robbery, but it's supposedly justified in the name of the war on drugs and civil asset forfeiture. The story that I wrote recently was about a man from New Jersey by the name of George Reby, R-E-B-Y. He's a professional insurance adjuster. He was traveling from New Jersey to a place in Tennessee by overland route. He was driving, probably because he wanted to avoid the molesters at the airport, the TSA molesters. He was stopped near a town named Monterey for traveling a trivial number of miles per hour above the speed limit, probably doing about 80 in a 75-mile-an-hour zone or something of that sort. He made the mistake of answering the questions the police officer by the name of Larry Bates, asked him. He was asked, are you carrying a large amount of cash? Never, 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 never answer that question. The police officer has no right to know. You have no obligation to tell him. If he has probable cause or a warrant specifically looking for something that's listed in the warrant, if your name is not on that warrant and the thing being searched for is not on that warrant, you have no obligation to cooperate. If he cannot state probable cause, you have no obligation to cooperate. But Mr. Raby, unfortunately, being an ingenuous American, assuming that nothing bad could ensue, said, yes, as a matter of fact, I have about $22,000 with me. He answered the question. That's not what a drug smuggler would do, or a cash courier for a drug smuggling operation would do. And so the police officer confiscated it, which is to say he stole a gun and stole it at gunpoint. This money was actually handed to him by the motorist. And then the police officer did, an affidavit stating his suspicion that somehow this is narcotics proceeds. He didn't arrest Mr. Raby because he had no reason to, but he said that he could take the money because Mr. Raby couldn't prove that it was legitimate. Well, Mr. Raby told him, and this is something that was captured, I would assume, it was something that was admitted by the police officer on camera in a subsequent television interview, that Mr. Raby said that he had the money with him because he was going to buy an automobile. And as a matter of fact, he was able to document that he had a bid on an automobile that he was planning on purchasing while he was in Tennessee. He was able to prove that he was traveling to a business conference. He was able to provide all kinds of necessary documentation about the innocence of his intention. But in Tennessee, the way that the so-called law is structured, the original hearing on an asset forfeiture case is held ex parte, which means that only the police officer's side of the encounter is going to be heard by the judge. And if the judge is amenable, he can sign a forfeiture warrant that puts the burden on the victim to prove that the property, whether you're talking about a large amount of cash, or in one instance that I've been researching, a tractor trailer, a $500,000 tractor trailer, fully liveried and equipped and carrying cargo, that can be confiscated as opposed to narcotics proceeds without ever proving that an underlying crime had taken place. Well, Mr. Raby was fortunate enough to contact the right people and put the right amount of pressure on the police department to where they were forced to cough up the $22,000 that had been stolen from the gunpoint. What's really remarkable, though, was the fact that the police officer perjured himself in the affidavit and he saw nothing wrong with it. He omitted mention of the fact that Raby had told him what he was doing with the cash. He'd omitted mention of the fact that Mr. Raby had cooperated with the police officer by handing him the money. He had said in his affidavit that the money was actually concealed somewhere in the car in order to thwart law enforcement. That was untrue because Mr. Raby actually handed him the satchel containing the bills. And in his interview with the local CBS affiliate, the officer was asked, why didn't you put in the affidavit the fact that he had told you, that the motorist had told you what he intended to do with the money, that he'd cooperated with the investigation? And the officer looked down with a hangdog expression for a second and said, well, I honestly don't know. That's not true. He knows why he didn't put it in there. That was a germane fact. An omission of that fact constitutes constructive perjury. He didn't put it in there because he expected to have an amenable judge who'd simply sign off on the forfeiture warrant and his department would be able to keep the $22,000 that he'd confiscated. This sort of thing happens in Tennessee all the time. As a matter of fact, there are episodes in which police officers from competing agencies have actually come to blows or come to open gunplay as they've been contending for the most lucrative spots on that forfeiture alley along Highway 40, Interstate 40 in Tennessee. And that's just one example of the sort of things that are happening in the name of asset forfeiture. It's happening all across the country. And this all is now growth of the war on drugs, but I think more interestingly, it's now growth of a convention on asset forfeiture that actually comes out of the United Nations, the Vienna Protocol on Asset Forfeiture, which I think came out of the 1961 single statute on narcotics control and then was updated, I think, in 1987 or 88 with the model statute for civil asset forfeiture of narcotics-related proceeds and other enterprise-related proceeds that don't necessarily involve criminal prosecution. But that's, once again, an illustration of this global system based on the repudiation, the denial of private property, and the claim, often implicit but increasingly explicit, that the earth is the property of the dark brotherhood, the brotherhood of darkness you're talking about, and that all that pertains to it is their property as well, including us. Everything we own, everything we have made, everything that we have created through our intelligent and principled exertions, we belong to them by default. We have to justify our existence. We have to pay for the privilege of existing, and anything we have, including our very lives, is subject to forfeiture without prior notice for the greater glory of our rulers. You know, that goes back to Pharaoh and back to Nimrod, and it's becoming more and more obvious as things grow darker and times get more scary.
Well, I think it's, Sydney, it all has to do with the Constitution. This is a total violation of our Constitution.
It certainly is.
Whether Americans, we're going to stand up for our rights, stand up and be counted, or simply be counted out. William, it's time in our program for you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in touch with the Republic magazine, and how they can get to your blog. So go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. RepublicMagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine, RepublicMagazine.com. And I posted a piece today on RepublicMagazine.com about another highway robbery scheme in a little town, barely a town, 500 population 500, called Bernice, Oklahoma. It's really interesting. I think people will find that most intriguing. FreedomInOurTime.blogspot.com for Pro Libertate, the blog, or just Google Pro Libertate. The very first return you'll get will be my blog, Pro Libertate, which I update once or twice a week. At the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button for those who have the means to donate and are interested in helping out. I sure appreciate everything people have done to help. This week, as a matter of fact, Dr. Stan, a couple of your listeners and one staffer were very generous in sending along donations to help keep my blog up and running, keep my ministry, as you describe it, and as I approach it, up and running, and to help support my family. I dearly, deeply appreciate everything we've received from you and from the generous people that surround you. So that's Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or just Google Pro Libertate, and at the bottom of every essay, there's the PayPal button for those who can donate and are interested in doing so. We really appreciate all the help.
Well, William does a yeoman's job, and certainly he's not being very well compensated for his job with Republic Magazine. Hopefully, how is Republic Magazine doing?
We're doing just fine. It's not something we do for money. We do it out of conviction.
Well, certainly it doesn't have all the ads in it that New American did, but anyway, of course, it's important we keep William going and we keep the people who are on the front lines of this battle to the point where they can dedicate themselves to writing and contributing to this battle of ideas which is being waged today for the souls of men. William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up our program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with William Greig. Well, not just a conversation. He takes the program. He has so much to say. His points are well taken. We're entering into a very, very difficult time. The whole financial structure of the world is beginning to come down. And as we pointed out on Monday, there were runs on the banks in Greece. On Wednesday, there were runs on the banks in Spain. On Thursday, there was a run on some of the major banks in Italy. And the whole financial structure of Italy, of Europe, is beginning to quake. And people are panicking. They're pulling money out of the bank. They're putting it in America. They're searching frantically for some place where they can invest. And certainly, if you've not made your preparations, we've been telling you to, do not put it up. Remember what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams: when the euro begins to collapse, why, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. When the euro begins to collapse, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Now, is the euro beginning to collapse now? Well, I think a lot of the banks are in real trouble over there. We'll know a few weeks from now whether they're beginning to collapse and whether it's too late. Do not put off doing what you know is necessary to protect yourself and your family. And certainly, if you do, you will have no one to blame but yourself. So take the actions that you need to. If you haven't heard my talks on the Financial Tsunami and Financial Armageddon, the DVDs, you can get them with the syllabuses. Order them now to understand what the spiritual forces behind it. My talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret are essential. My talk on the Desperate Deception, the Dangerous Deception, also, which is my interview with Norman Dodd, who headed the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We are having some real financial difficulties. My wife came to me the other day and pointed out we'd had to put a great deal of our own money just to maintain the network of radio outlets we have. And so if you're in a position to help or advertise with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Of course, we hope that you'll certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Encourage others to listen to our programs, to become part of our effort to educate the American people. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our politicians and for our ministers, who really should be pointing out what's going on spiritually, but most of them have more fear of government than they do of God, and they're not going to speak out on the moral degradation and moral depravity that has become such a significant part of the world in which we live today. So please pray for our leadership. Pray certainly that for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. Pray for Butch Paul, for certainly Pastor Chris Meyer, for John Loeffler. Pray for Alex, pardon me, for Congressman Ron Paul and his family, because they are in real jeopardy. He's taken positions which nobody's taken before, and he's brought out truths which no one has brought out before. Pray for their provision and protection, but also please pray for my family and my staff here at Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. And so until next week at the same time, may the Lord be with you. From the mountain.